and add man at the end.
How is it?
The first and the last man?
First man. And after the first man came?
Second man.
And then came the?
Third man.
And then the fourth, and then the?
Fourth man and the fifth man.
Fifth man. And after the fifth man came the?
Sixth man.
The last one.
You might say when trouble hits, it hits all.
When trouble
hits, it hits all.
Somebody's fault.
You ever hear it hits all at once?
Yeah.
All comes.
It all hit at once.
And if I had 2 acres of ground and you had 4 acres of ground, you might say in terms of size, your land is as big as mine. You have 4 and I have 2, so you have, your land is.
Your land is big as mine.
Or your land is.
Twice as big as mine.
Okay. I think I got everything. I wonder, now on the questionnaire that you sent back, I didn't really examine it very thoroughly yet. I've got a secretary who's compiling this for me, and I just noticed that you had a lot of things in it. Did you give all the other, you've only lived in one county though, haven't you? This county all your life. But I didn't have yours on that, did I?
Well, I was born and raised here in Stark County.
And lived here up to about?
Well, in 1944, my first husband died, and then I lived in Henry County, and then I moved to Colorado and was there 4 years.
So from 44 to 48, you were out of this county?
1950, I came back.
So it was about 6 years altogether you were out. Otherwise, all the rest of your time in this mm-hmm. county. That was Henry County for 2 years and Colorado for 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she's on the way from Henry. She's coming up. She couldn't find any better, so she came back.
Got one more verb there. Well, I do thank you very, very much.
No, I've had.
He got tired of living alone, was the reason I came back.
Most of them seem to. After the Pat one life, she makes my third one. The doctors killed two of them. I try to keep her from going to the doctors.
Bam.
This year. It's the same, but.
Well, you know, the doctor. I didn't hurt myself, as far as I know. It must have been, well, those little teeny hairs got infected. He said it might have been an infected hair follicle, but it puffed up so fast, it went up the knuckle. I took my wedding ring off in a hurry when I saw it happening. Mm-hmm. When up here, my whole hand was puffed out like that. And the red streaks up here, the blood poison.
And you must have got a stab or something.
I can't figure it out. I'm certainly not aware.
Into the blood vein, you see.
Something that had to get into the
head. I didn't really feel too sick
with a pin or stick with a thorn when you was around in the bushes or anything. That
I was driving the car that day. That's the only thing. I don't remember hitting anything.
You had got it on a piece of copper about your car. And it got prodded a little. Mm-hmm. Copper's the worst metal it is to get put in.
I'm glad it's getting better for you.
Oh, well, I went to the doctor 4 times. Yesterday was the last time. He said I don't have to come back anymore.
Well,
you're going to that, because that's expensive.
Well, did any pus come out of
it? Oh, did it? Oh, brother,
well,
did
they
it.
Must have been some spot.
It came. I soaked, every time I soaked it, I just pushed. Now, one time I pushed up here, and pus came out down here.
It's
well,
rather,
that was where it was punctured then.
You must have got punctured in some way.
Oh, well, no, he lanced it. He lanced it. That's why it came out.
Oh.
He cut it across. Get a little hole in there, yeah. And heal. In fact, we kept it from healing.
Nice scar there.